great to have you join us today. This is Andrew Phipps. I welcome you to the Faith, Family, and Freedom program. We have a program today that's literally crammed with so many different facets. We are going to go right now to the sanctuary of the Liberty Baptist Church, Muncie, Indiana, as we do a little message about temptations. The temptations that are coming, it's not just everything that we think it might be, but I believe it's the temptation of the alluring of the flesh. Pleasure. We are a pleasure-seeking society. Something seems to be abnormal when we brag about having the largest high school gymnasium in the world, but we say very little about who's got the best library. When an athlete can make millions of dollars by throwing a pigskin, and people running and chasing and oftentimes giving people concussions or taking them out almost for life, and we like it. People cheer it on. That's their thing. They want to be it. I believe it was Brother Mitchell years ago said that you could throw a ball into the middle of hell and people would jump in after it. And unfortunately, that may be truer than what we might want to admit. The Bible says here, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. He's going to get an advantage if you'll allow it. One of the things that we don't do, and I'm speaking to myself. I don't know that we pray enough. I've asked the Lord to help me. I need His touch. I need His help. One of the greatest temptations today, see if you agree with this, is the temptation of the mind. We dwell on the negative. We are overly medicated. We dwell on the things that years ago seemed like people didn't deal with. And I'm not against somebody taking medicine, although I was with a pastor not long ago and he doesn't believe in it. I said, that's okay. If you don't want to take it, have at it. But my point is this today. I believe that we can get in heaviness through manifold temptations, the book of Peter said. The temptation is out there. I read it somewhere. It said the tempter is to be condemned, but not less the weak and sinful man who welcomes the temptation. There's some truth in that. Sometimes we welcome him. We welcome him into our home. How many homes have been destroyed, maybe through Ouija boards and witchcraft and sorcery and all like that? I don't think we ought to fool with those things. I don't like anything that's got a connotation that's got the devil written all over it. I don't even like to read stories that are worth. I tell Charlene sometimes, I said, listen, I can't help what happened maybe there in that state or whatever, but I just try to go on by it. I don't want my mind to get saturated with it. I can't help it. Now, don't get me wrong, I can feel sorrow. I can feel empathy. I can feel very sadly for that family. But listen, something is out of kilter in this country. Are we going to become two nations? Is that where we're headed? Are we going to lose our precious freedoms? I believe it was Ronald Reagan, who said, I don't want my kids in my sunset years to one day ask, what was it once like to live in America where people were free? We're seeing it right now carried out on television. We're seeing what some call maybe the end of jurisprudence, of a government of laws. I don't know about that. But I'm saying we're facing difficult times. And we're going to see judgment poured out. Somebody said, well, we can't judge. Oh, let's see what the Bible says about it. Romans 14:13 said, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. We don't need to be creating situations where the brother would lose confidence in us. There are certain places that I might be able to go and visit. Maybe it wouldn't bother me, but it might show up bad on my testimony. I ought to leave those places alone. I'll be honest with you. I don't have much time for Hollywood. I don't have much time for its actors and actresses. I don't have any time for the sick comedians that want to make fun of God. I'm not giving them 1 minute of my time. I'm not giving any time to The View. I wouldn't want their views if I were drunk or taking drugs. I don't need The View. I'm simply saying here that there are temptations out there. There's something that might entice me that wouldn't entice you, and vice versa. It's easy to say, I think I'll stay away from spinach when you don't like it in the first place. But on the other hand, it may be hard to stay away from a pork tenderloin sandwich that you'd like to have on right now. My point is this. Satan's going to get the advantage of us if we're not careful. I hope and pray that we'll do our best. I think our church here is a church that's trying to stand firm for the fundamentals of the faith. And if you stand true to that, not everybody's going to be your friend. Not everybody's going to speak well of you. Not everybody's going to come up and pat you on the back and say, brother, that was so wonderful. Many times, you'll stand alone. You'll feel like that you're alone. I don't want to go any more negative, but I do know this, is that pastors are getting more difficult to find. They're leaving the pastorship. A lot of them are disappointed. They've helped a lot of people, and at the easiest thing, the congregation says, well, we don't like it. We just don't want any more of that. One pastor said that he left because of physical conditions, and somebody said, what was it? He said, the congregation got sick of me. So that's about the way that it'll be in a lot of places. I want to implore you, only 8 people got into that ark. I don't know how many thousands there might have been upon the earth. Only 8. May I share this with you? A young black man in New Orleans, I was told by Senator John Kennedy, has a 1 in 8 chance of being killed. 1 in 8. That's higher than it is in the combat zones. The trial that we see taking place, or a make-believe trial, only 1% of those people would have been supporters of our 45th president. Tells you something. 1%. 1%. You wonder, where are the other 99? He said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I think we better stay in the Word. We better pray. We better encourage one another. See, I feel like that you all are encouragers. You've encouraged me by being here tonight. I've encouraged myself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Remember that we have one tonight where David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. He's the greatest of all. We can encourage ourselves there. We may feel like that family or whatever or friends don't matter, but it matters to the great I am. Let's not be ignorant of his devices. The Lord said, Peter, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He said, for Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. Let's resist the temptations. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the little message. We give you praise and glory for it. Help us now in the other parts of the evening. In Jesus' name we pray and amen. You enjoyed that little message there, that first version of Temptations. You know, when I look at the hymn book and I see those great songs from songwriters like Fanny Crosby and the Wesley Brothers and different ones, you know that great song, Power in the Blood. My, what a magnificent song it is. It's still true, and I know it will continue to be a blessing. Let's join it right now.
Hey, page 390, there is power in the blood. Everybody in this room has sung this song before, so tonight I really want you to put everything you got into it. There is power in the blood. Would you be free? Let's sing it.
Time for spring specials at Sam Pierce Chevrolet in Daleville. Lease a new Chevy Equinox LS for only $159 a month. Or lease a new Chevy Blazer for just $269 per month. Save thousands on nearly 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock. All with a warranty and complimentary maintenance. Hurry, once these vehicles are gone, so are the special prices. Don't miss out on the spring specials. Only at Sam Pierce Chevrolet. The best Chevy deals are in the country.
And you know, the various segues of this program is what we try to keep it shortened versions hopefully to hold your attention. We hope the content and the material is something that you'll enjoy. We like to have a good variety, a good mix, a good balance. And I think you're going to appreciate the little interview that we did recently with Real America's Voice.
Andrew Phipps, talk a little faith, talk a little family. We need to find Jesus right now. I think we've been joking around a little bit. Andrew, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. Sorry to be a bother by calling, but I thought maybe that I had another appointment. I thought maybe I might have been delayed to another time. But good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Never a bother.
What else are you doing at this time? We have like a standing meeting at this time on Mondays. I'm surprised you're making other appointments.
Well, I know why Andrew did, because last week I screwed up and I didn't follow up with Andrew on Monday.
Oh, I wasn't here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well,
you're
I apologize
out.
For Karen. But Andrew, we appreciate you're here. I wanted you to react first to, Terrence has had this news item. So there's this awful tragedy in Texas, all these people killed, there's a manhunt. And you know, when the left wants to focus on gun control and there's a tragedy, they'll politicize the heck out of it and make it all about guns. But Terrence added this interesting angle, which is there are reports that the gunman that's on the loose is here illegally, is a legal alien and has been deported several times and is back. And the left never wants to talk about that. Trump was right. Trump was right about this border crisis. And now you see tragedy strike in Texas. And the media won't talk about it. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, when Cain killed Abel, his brother, the rock that he used was for a bad situation. But when David used a stone to kill Goliath, it was for a good benefit. The rock is not the issue. The gun is not the culprit. It's the person behind the rock or the person behind the gun. Our Second Amendment wasn't there to just to add space, but it was to keep the government from encroaching upon our rights. It and the 10th Amendment. So, you know, when the liberals want to blame, you know, it's like saying that there was a tragedy and somebody was drunk and they had a car wreck. Well, it's not the car's fault. So it's no logic. There is absolutely no logic behind this kind of thinking, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the intent behind it. It's the intent behind it, the thought behind it, rather than the actual item.
Absolutely.
That grandfather clock is at it again.
Is that your grandfather clock?
Pardon me?
It sounds like a grandfather clock in the back.
Well, I have a grandfather clock, and I have another one. They're pretty well in sync, and when one goes off, sometimes they both do. But somebody thought the other day it might have been angels. Well, I thought that was quite a compliment.
Oh.
And
That is a compliment.
But I think the Trump recount's going to be 2024. I've been using that as a cliche, and I think it's 2024. The American people are much smarter than what some of the political people give them credit for, and they understand that we're in the tank socially and every other way. And you know, when you destroy the moral and ethical fiber of a country, what do you have left? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have, let's say, a good economy, but if people are afraid to sit on their front porch, or they're afraid to drive at night to get an ice cream or something like that, or to take their kids for a little walk in the park. That's not living. That's not America. And I hope we repudiate it in every aspect.
Absolutely. No doubt about it, because you see these Democrat cities where people are afraid to take their family for an ice cream cone or some such. Let's take a look at Joe Biden while all this is happening. He's at the White House Correspondents' Center. Listen closely. He says he's trying to stand up for the First Amendment and free press, and says at one point he got, quote, wrongfully detainees, which is a whole new phrase, wrongfully detainees out of countries like Aranda, which nobody has really heard of. Let's play the clip and we'll get your reaction.
We've been able to bring home dozens of hostages and wrongful detainees from Afghanistan, Burma, Haiti, Iran, Rwanda, Venezuela, across West Africa, around the world.
Rhonda. The man's 80 years old, soon to be 81, announced his reelection. I know you may be a couple years older than us, but you seem pretty spry. You seem to be with it, my friend. What's it like for you to watch this man serve as president?
It's very frustrating. When you see, you know, when he couldn't even remember being in Ireland or had struggling, his cognitive abilities, his ability to recall, obviously is impaired. We can all sympathize with somebody that might be in this situation mentally, but he should not be running for president, nor should he have been elected in the first place. I mean, we knew that he had issues. I mean, when a person won't campaign, when he won't hold debates, when now he's not even going to debate his other rivals for the Democratic Party's nomination, that should tell us a lot. You don't have to watch very long to find out that the man is impaired.
No doubt.
That's for sure. Our getter chat's been weighing in. They love you, Andrew. And trust no one says grandfather clocks are ageist.
Oh, they're ageist. Yeah, they're, don't pick on grandpas.
Yeah.
Like our friend Andrew Phipps. By the way, when you talk about the Democratic nomination, the battle for that, pay attention.
Well,
you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at like 15 or 20% in some of these polls. Last thought from you.
Well, you know, Robert Kennedy Sr. came to Muncie years ago, and I don't know Robert Jr., but I would think that there are the elements. Let's face it, it's a matter of choosing between who is the most liberal for the Democrat nomination. Joe Biden will say anything. And so I don't know, you know, I don't follow their people because I don't agree with their ideology, but I would think that Robert Kennedy Jr. might put up a pretty good showing. There's still a pretty good foundation for him in Massachusetts, I would think, although he may not live there now. Lived over in Shirley, Indiana, in Henry County. And Ron was a great author. He wrote a lot of poems, a lot of recitations, and he wrote one about the children. Is it the children to blame? I want to share that with you today because I think it's very poignant. I think it's very applicable to where we have today. You know, families are the nucleus of civilization, so said Will Durant. It's in the home. Someone said, the mother that rocks the cradle rules the world. Let's see what Ron Murray had to say here. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. And recently, a good friend of mine, Ron Murray, gave me this poem that he had gotten access to many years ago. The title is It the Children to Blame? The reading says, we read in the paper and hear on the air of killing, stealing, and crime everywhere. We sigh and say, as we notice the trend, this young generation, where will it end? But can we be sure that it's their fault alone? That maybe a part of it isn't our own? Too much money to spend, too much idle time, too many pictures of passion and crime, too many books not fit to be read, or too much evil in what they hear said. No, the kids don't make the movies, or they don't write the books that give a good picture of gangsters and crooks. They don't sell the liquor. They don't run the bars. They don't make the laws, or they don't buy the cars. They don't sell the drugs that idle the brain. That's all done by older folks, greedy for grain. A delinquent teenager, oh, how we condemn the sins of the nation and blame it on them, but by the rule of the blameless good book makes known, who is there among us to cast the first stone? And how many times we find that it's true, the delinquent label fits the older folks too. And this is Andrew Phipps. Well, friends, I
Always enjoy being with you. Perhaps sometime we can get into your area. Our home church is Liberty Baptist Church, Muncie, Indiana. And it's always a delight to be a part of your day. If your church feels like what we're doing is worthwhile, we would appreciate your consideration. And we hope that you'll tell others about the program. It's so important. It's imperative that we in these last days do all that we can for the cause of Christ. I look forward to being with you again at the next familiar time.